The history of rock and roll continues with a story of the British invasion. All Over from 1964 was the first in a flood of hits for the Dave Clark Five.
It was sort of era of Phil Spector with the Ronettes and the Crystals, and they were getting these fantastic sounds.
Dave Clark, leader of the Dave Clark Five, explains the why of what became known as the British Invasion.
In England, all of a sudden there was lots of groups that had started in the days of what we call skiffle here, a type of folk music. So therefore, by 1963-64, the standards of the groups have got fairly high, and I think this was the reason why.
Now here's a look at the hits of the Dave Clark Five.
If you can, time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
I said the name of the place is Electrolyte.
Leading the pack on the coattail of the Beatles in February 1964, the Dave Clark Five.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. She said she was sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day.
Over and over from the Dave Clark Five.
You always tag a thing, the same as they called the Beatles a Liverpool sound, and I come from a just outside of London, a suburb called Tottenham, so they called ours a Tottenham sound, but it wasn't really the group's sounds, but basically a lot of it was American rhythm and blues.
The music of the Dave Clark Five was raw and roaring, boosted by echo and other effects, and intense to the point of psychedelic. They were the first major British rockers to use a saxophone, the first to highlight the drummer as more than a timekeeper. The beginning, discussed by singer, songwriter, drummer, producer, manager, Dave Clark.
Well, we got together in the early 60s, and it was actually to play football. It's English soccer. We all used to play for the same football team, and we got an invitation to play a Dutch team at football one Easter. The only problem was we didn't have enough money to pay the fare to go over. So we decided to form a group and run some dances. And to our amazement, we made £200, which is about $500, $600, and it enabled us to pay the fares to go over to Holland. And when we came back, we started to get bookings, so we just kept going.
It's right that I should care about you. Try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right to feel the way I do. Because I love you. It's wrong to say I don't think I.
Because, from the Dave Clark Five. From February 1964 to April 1966, the Dave Clark Five racked up 14 consecutive top 20 hits. More than the Stones, the Beach Boys, or anyone else but the Beatles. And on their way to selling more than 15 million records, they competed with the Beatles as the hardest rockin', tightest vocalizing group in the world. Here's another of their hits from 1964.
The
hard English sound took various forms during the early British invasion, from the Dave Clark Five shattering drums on Any Way You Want It to this record by another English group, the Kinks, who sounded like they were using hammers on their guitars.
So I can't sleep at night.
Got Me, written and recorded by the Kinks, who got their distorted sound by sticking knitting needles in the amplifiers. The Kinks were one of England's earliest punk rock bands, adapting their name from the slang word kink, meaning unusual, far out, or freaky. Here's a sampling of the Kinks' many hits.
Girl, I want to be with you all of the time, all day and all of the night. All day and all of the night.
The well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon.
Hello, this is Ray Davis of the Kinks. The Kinks Chronicles continues in a moment on the history of rock and roll.
The history of rock and roll continues with the British invasion of 1964 with the Kinks.
So tired, tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you. So tired, tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you. I was a lonely soul, I had nobody till I met you. But you keeping me waiting all of the time. What can I do? It's your life and you can do what you want. Do what you like, but please don't keep me waiting.
So I had no
It's your life, and you can do what you want. Do what you like. Please don't keep me waiting. Please don't keep me waiting. Because I'm so tired, tired of waiting.
The Kinks and their biggest hit, Tired of Waiting for You. The Kinks were one of many English groups to base their sound on American rhythm and blues. Another was the Animals, who also introduced gospel to their music. We asked the Animals' leader, Eric Burdon, to comment on some of the things that influenced his music.
Just offhand, Chuck Berry and people like Sam Cooke and Ray Charles and Joe Turner. Rock is heavily influenced for a long time by black American church music. In the 50s and 60s, and still today, some of the best artists in rock music are church-oriented. I don't know. It seems to be good, you know, it seems to be a good thing, because that's what makes the trauma of human experience, is the left and the right of things, and the black and the white of things. You know.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time. In bed and dying, see his hair turning gray. He's been working and saving his life away. I know, as he's been working, yeah, every day, saving his life away. He's been working, baby. He's been so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will.
See my daddy in bed at time, see his hair been turning gray. He's been working and saving his life away. Yes, I know.
Gotta Get Out of This Place from the Animals, who scored more than a dozen hits during their five-year career. Here are highlights of their biggest.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord. misunderstood.
Oh, oh no, don't bring me down. I'll beg you, darling. Oh, oh no, don't bring me down. Let's see, Sissy Rider, girl, see what you've done.
I met my first love at 13. She was brown and I was pretty green, and I learned quite a lot when I was young.
Strobe lights beam, creates dreams. Walls move, minds do too. On a warm San Franciscan night,
sky pilot, can you fly? You'll never, ever reach the sky.
The Animals were given their name by their audience, who started calling the group Animals after seeing their crude stage act. The Animals' biggest hit was originally written about a brothel in New Orleans, but the locale was changed to a gambling house in order to get airplay on American radio. Here's the Animals' million-selling hit version of House of the Rising Sun. Animals specialized in reworked traditional blues, with House of the Rising Sun their most obvious and successful example. A few months later, another British group took the song and used it as a basis in composing their first hit. We'll hear that song and group in a moment when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues with the sound of the Yardbirds and For Your Love.
For your love,
make you dream of me at night.
Yardbirds are best remembered for their invention of what was called the rave-up, a long, wild instrumental solo perfected by their most famous alumni, Eric Clapton. But Clapton never played on any of the Yardbirds' hit singles. He quit the group just before they recorded For Your Love, a song that Eric dismissed as pop rubbish. Clapton's replacement in the Yardbirds was Jeff Beck, leader on their second hit, Heart Full of Soul.
Dark despair, thinking one thought only, where is she, tell me where, and if she says to you, she don't love me, just give her my message, tell her of my plea, and I know, well if she had me back again, well I would never sad. I've got a heart full of soul.
Heart Full of Soul from the Yardbirds, one of many British groups to specialize in covers of American rhythm and blues. Their third major record was I'm a Man, an R&B hit 10 years earlier for its composer, Bo Diddley.
We'll never
I'm a man from the Yardbirds who 4 years later would break up, only to reform under the new name of Led Zeppelin. Next, we look at the Zombies, who were actually four normal-looking honor roll students. The Zombies were about to break up in 1964 when a song they sent into a music contest won first place and became their biggest hit.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. She acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
She's Not There from the Zombies, whose other hits included Tell Her No, She's Coming Home, and Time of the Season. 5 months after She's Not There, another British band emerged from Manchester, a town just outside of London. Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. From Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, 1965. Here's a guitarist for the group, Eric Stewart.
The Mindbenders were a product of the sort of Beatle boom in this country. We got together because Wayne went for an audition with a record company, and his group didn't turn up. And I was in the audience in the club at that night, and he knew that I was a guitarist in another local band, and asked me would I sit in with him. And I said sure, and we sat in and played about three numbers for this record executive. He said, great, I love it, I'll sign you up. And Wayne said, well, this isn't my band. And the guy said, well, this is the band that I want.
The Mindbenders went on to have one other international hit, A Groovy Kind of Love, in 1966. Then they broke up, only to reform 8 years later under the new name of 10cc. In a moment, Needles, Pins, and the only British invasion group to feature a female drummer, as the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues, a story of the British invasion with the Honeycombs.
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start. You send those shivers running down my spine. Ooh, have I the right to thrill you? You know I'm waiting till you give me the right to make you mine. Well, come right back, I just can't bear it. I've got some love and I long to share it. Come right back.
By the Right from the Honeycombs, whose most famous asset was their female drummer, Honey Lantry. Our survey of the mid-60s British invasion continues with the Searchers, who named themselves after a John Wayne movie. Their first American hit was written by Sonny Bono of Sonny and Cher and was called Needles and Pins.
I saw her today. I saw her face. Was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away. Get down on my knees and pray that they'd go away, but still they begin. Needles and pins, because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide. Hey, I thought I was smart, I'd won it hard, didn't think I'd do, but now I see she's worse to him than me. Let her go ahead, take his love instead.
and one day she will see just how to say please and get down on her knees. Hey, that's how it begins. She'd feel those needles and pins hurting her, hurting her. Why can't I stop and tell myself I'm wrong? I'm wrong, so wrong. Why can't I stand up and tell myself I'm strong? Because I saw her today, I saw her face, was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away and get down on my knees and pray that they'd go away. But still they begin. Needles and pins, because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide. Oh, needles and pins, needles and pins, needles and pins.
The ringing guitar and crisp harmony of the Searchers was achieved in the studio by recording instruments and vocals all at once, and then going back and doing it again. It wasn't called overdubbing, but something new. They termed it double live. The Searchers' biggest hit was a cover version of an old song by the Clovers from the fall of 1964, Love Potion Number 9.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a petticoat and fine, selling little bottles of Love Potion Number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is Love Potion Number 9. Smell like turpentine and look like Indian hay. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside. But when I kissed the cop down on 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of Love Potion Number 9.
The history of rock and roll now turns to a jazz group that had to go pop before achieving any real success. They were the first British band, other than the Beatles, to have a number one hit in America. Here's Manfred Mann from September 1964.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walk on,
walk on
to my door. Together.
with together nearly every single day, singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Manfred Mann followed Doo Wah Diddy with Sha-La-La, Pretty Flamingo, and The Mighty Quinn, but didn't have another number one record until 13 years later, when they recorded Blinded by the Light. Next, we move into 1965 for the continuing story of the Beatles on the history of rock and roll.